In front of a model of the Golden Gate Bridge, Allegiant Air representative Jessica Wheeler announced the exciting news.
Provo has been a really great airport for us. We've been very excited to be here, and our flights to Mesa have done really well and been really popular. So we've decided that we're going to try one more with new nonstop service to the San Francisco Bay Area.
Starting in June, Allegiant Air will begin flights from Provo to Oakland. The new flight comes during uncertainty for the Provo Airport. Provo is waiting to hear if their air traffic control tower will need to shut down because of recent cuts to the Federal Aviation Administration. The FAA will need to cut its budget by 4%, or about $600 million, as part of the federal budget that was a result of the sequestration. The FAA said that to save the amount of money, they will close air traffic control towers at 173 smaller airports across the country. One of those airports may include Provo. Provo Mayor John Curtis reassured that his city will find a way to keep the airport working in case the control tower is shut down.
We're committed to keep scheduled service here with or without the help from the federal government. It is an impact on the airport and impacts the UVU, and so it's important that we keep the tower open, and we're working hard to keep it open. But we want the flying public to know that these scheduled service flights will continue in any event and will be handled safely and effective and efficiently.
Recently, the airport received some bad news from Frontier Airlines. In early January, Frontier discontinued its service between Provo and Denver, stating that the flights were not meeting company standards. Allegiant then signed up with the airport and became the only commercial airline to fly from Provo in early February when it began service to Phoenix. Even during the big changes and potential loss of funding from the FAA, Mayor Curtis remains optimistic about how the airport will continue to serve Utah County.
It's a fantastic asset to our community. It impacts quality of life, convenience, and our economic development. All of those things have been really fostered well by this airport.
For Utah Public Radio in Provo, I'm Stephen Tanner.